The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 26 September 2018. Dan Sutterfield is on with me. Dan, you said you had something else?
Yeah, John. You know, I know with as many people as you've got listening, and I'm sure there's a bunch tonight, just like there is most any time, and a lot of the different hosts. We've got people from all walks of life and with all kinds of financial situations. I'm sure there's people out there right now that are saying, God, if I only had the money. And I understand just joining is one thing. Getting there, a motel or camping out, I wouldn't want to camp out there, but you could. I mean, it's expensive to a certain extent, no argument. So I got to looking at my account the other day, and I have a large number of certificates for a one-time class, either 2 or 4 day. And I couldn't do anything with them to help RBN. I can't sell them. They're a one-time deal. You're not a member, but you can go if you've got that one class. And if somebody out there is extremely skeptical, I'm sure there's some of those, and I don't blame them a bit. Who am I? I'm nobody. You know, I mean, I'm just a voice on the radio. If they'll create an account with FrontSight, and I'm sure that's all still on your website, right, John, how to do that?
Oh, yeah.
It has to be taken care of over the net, folks. I can't change that. It's a big organization. They've set it up that way. Follow the instructions on RBN's website. Create an account with FrontSight. When you do that, you'll get a login. You will have picked a login ID, and you don't have to send any money for one class. Call me up on the phone. Say, hey, Dan, my name's, you know, John whatever, and here's my login ID, and I want to go out there and try it once. And if that's all you can do, that's fine. You're an asset to the country if you've gone there once, whether you join or not. And we would love for you to join. If you come back and you're 2 feet off of the ground, just excited as can be, and you're telling all your friends, and you go, whatever I got to do, I'm going to join.
All right.
Go out and pick up a side job, get that $500, and go back. But for those of you that are skeptical or those of you that can't afford the membership, even at this amazing price, I'll give you a class, gladly. Because I can't do anything with them but give them away. But now memberships are another story. We're trying to keep this radio station afloat.
Right. Give out your contact numbers and your email, Dan.
Yes, sir. Okay, the landline is 573-762-2356. And my mobile number is 573-465-2356. The email is Dome, D-O-M-E, Dome Dan at hotmail.com.
All righty. Well,
glad to talk. I don't care where you are in the world. If you're listening and you want to call me, call me.
All right.
I can sleep some other time.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. By the way, I wanted to mention this yesterday. You know, moles and trolls, folks. Moles and trolls. There was a guy by the name of Julius that sent me an email. And I had to read this thing three times just to make sure that I wasn't misreading this thing. He said, that opening song you play on your show is old and pathetic, and to play it over and over again continuously is sickening. You probably rock out to it on a chalkboard. A chalkboard sounds like a symphony compared to that redundant POS, which stands for piece of, yeah, sure. So what did I do? I sent him back a link to the YouTube of the official Steve Voss, the guy that did that song, We Must Take America Back. So I sent him the official music video that was posted on YouTube from Steve Voss with a little note. Do you know how much of a jerk you really are? And he had nothing. He had nothing left. Moles and trolls, folks. The reason that song is playing, and everybody started to feel a little bit more comfortable. Well, the market didn't crash. You know, we don't have the depression like we had in 1929. Not yet. But, boy, does this fit the homeless people in this country living in California and cardboard communities and living under bridges. And, folks, this is going to repeat itself again. It cannot help but do it. So, Julius, you're an idiot. The FBI recently has been sued. Say it isn't so. Not the vaunted FBI. Well, Tech Dirt put this out. The FBI has been caught using a little trick called the no-fly list as leverage. Now, what should be used to keep threats to national security off airplanes is being used to turn people into informants. If someone travels to a country the U.S. government views with suspicion, citizens and legal residents are often approached by FBI agents who use the threat of revoking flying privileges to obtain new info sources. The DOJ policy expressly forbids this sort of behavior, but the FBI is a lawless group of people anymore, but the FBI doesn't care. It tells the CBP to keep an eye on travelers who visit or originate from certain countries, accost them in the airport, and subject them to invasive searches, interrogations, with an eye on converting them to unofficial G-men. Earlier this year, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals said federal agents could be sued for tossing three men on a no-fly list for refusing to become informants. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is saying the same thing. There are procedural differences between the two cases, but in both, the plaintiffs have been allowed to move forward with their lawsuits. The case from the Ninth Circuit Court deals with the FBI's coercive tactics. An American citizen from Oregon dealt with this after flying to Sudan. In April of 2010, while still in Sudan, I guess the guy's name is Fikri, was approached by two FBI agents who questioned him about his association with the Sabre Mosque in Portland and his commercial finances. The agents told Fikri that he had been placed on a no-fly list, which identifies individuals who are prohibited from flying into, out of, or over the United States and Canadian airspace by commercial airlines. The FBI agents offered to remove Fikri from the list if he became a government informant. And Mr. Fikri obviously refused. And things got a whole lot worse for Yanis Fikri. He went from Sudan to the United Arab Emirates later that year, where he was seized, imprisoned, and tortured by the UAE police. Questioning centered on the Portland Mosque, and his captors told him the FBI had requested his detention. Once released, Fikri was trapped overseas, unable to return to the U.S. because of his no-fly list status. Well, Fikri sought refuge in Sweden. He appealed his no-fly status, but the DHS refused to confirm or deny his placement was even on the list. Following the government's loss in another no-fly list lawsuit, the DHS finally confirmed Fikri was on the list but refused to reinstate his flying privileges. Oh, it's a privilege, folks. Did you catch that? His flying privileges. The DHS claimed Fikri was a threat to civil aviation or national security, but refused to provide further details as to why the agency believed this. Sweden's government ultimately expelled him from the country, presumably because the U.S. government had pretty much declared Fikri was a terrorist, and his wife left him while he spent a half a decade overseas trying to find a way to travel back home. Now, he sued the FBI for a variety of constitutional violations, asking for damages, an admission or a declaration from the government that he should never have been placed on the no-fly list to begin with. The government responded by trying to dodge the lawsuit altogether. It arbitrarily removed Fikri from the list and said that was enough to make all of his claims moot. Well, the lower court agreed, deciding the attempt to dodge the lawsuit was the equivalent of making Fikri whole for the half decade overseas he received because he refused to be an FBI informant. The appeals court disagrees with the assessment of the government's attempt at mooting. As Fikri points out, there's nothing preventing the FBI from putting him back on the no-fly list once the lawsuit has been dismissed. The government points to no reason or underlying policy for his removal, much less makes any declaration it no longer considers him to be a national security threat. Very interesting. There's more to that story if you want to read it. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and take a look at the story. Court won't let FBI dodge lawsuit by removing American citizen from the no-fly list. Oh, yeah, okay, you're off the list. You have no reason to sue us. Yeah, to you. Alan in Nevada. Hello, Alan.
Oh, goodness, there's an incoming call, and I'm going to ignore it.
No, go ahead and take that. No, go ahead and take that, because I got to take Eddie from Victoria. He's in Brazil.
Okay,
I'll catch up with you here in a second. Let me go to Eddie from Victoria, Brazil. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Yeah, John, this is Eddie. I'm calling from Victoria, Brazil.
Yes.
It's about 250 miles up the coast from Rio. Beautiful city. I'm here vacationing with my wife. She's from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So just a couple topics. First of all, I don't know if you know. Well, I listen to your show. I live in New York. I'm a retired law enforcement officer.
Okay.
I've listened to you for many years. You woke me up like in 2008, around there. I've been retired since 2002. So anyway, just a few things. You know, the Donald Trump of Brazil is ahead in the polls here. Do you know that?
He's
got like 28%.
Eddie, slow election. Down. I didn't catch who you said was ahead in the polls. Who is it?
I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, Bozzolero.
Okay.
And he's 63 years old. He's a colonel from the paratroopers. And they give him a hard time. He's the Donald Trump of Brazil, they call him. And he's ahead in the polls here. He's going to be the next president. I think Donald Trump's trying to keep his distance from him right now. They're going to be pretty close if he gets in. He's probably going to get in. Because he's about 15 points ahead of there's about five people in a race. And so he's told his people that he's going to bring back, he's going to allow them to have guns again, the law-abiding citizens, because they took the rights to have guns away in 1988 here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, he's a very interesting fellow, and he's running with his vice president, is going to be a general. So he's going to clean up a lot of corruption here, and they're calling him the Donald Trump of Brazil. So they were trying to mess him up in the media, saying that, you know, they wouldn't give him any time. So he said a couple outrageous things to get attention, such as he didn't want women to be paid as much as men because they get pregnant, that kind of thing. And he said something against homosexuality. So, you know, the media, he gave him a lot of time, but negative time, you know. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have a lot of money to run his campaign. I actually met this fella Well, my son is a dual citizen through my wife. So I met him at Boston last year. He's a very nice guy. He's 63 years old. He was just stabbed about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you heard about that.
You know, I did. I think I saw a clip on One America News on that. No other media outlet in the country carried it.
Actually, they asked Donald Trump that about 2 weeks ago. Have you talked to him? And Donald Trump played it off. He knows what's going on with the guy. He just, I guess they mess him. You know, they mess with him if he starts saying he supports the guy right now.
I'm sure.
So hopefully he'll get in. But anyway, this Victoria is a beautiful city. They got one homicide a year. It's about 250-275 miles north of Rio. Now, Rio's a very dangerous city, and São Paulo, they're big cities. So, you know, the criminals all got guns, and the police are allowed to kill any criminals that have a gun on site. So, but the police here would never mess with middle-class people or wealthy people. I was told if you drive a vehicle here, they all feel that only wealthy and middle-class people could drive a vehicle, so they never pull you over unless you're drunk or hurt somebody. So it's very interesting, you know. But anyway, I was going to tell you, they went on strike. Did you hear about that? Talking about what can happen in a society when guns are taken from the people and the police walk off the job. they went on strike in February of the police. They hadn't had a raise in the Espírito Santo. That's the state that Victoria is in. And they walked off the job in February of 2017. And within 3-4 days, this city went from one homicide a year to about 115 in the first 3 days. Everybody was outside with machetes, and they were killing each other over food. And, you know, my wife has relatives here. They couldn't come out of their apartment. They were hungry. They weren't prepared. They didn't have weapons. So, you know, what happened there is I suspect a lot of police were working for businesses, and it was like a turkey shoot for them. You know, they didn't get in no trouble. They were killing, you know, bad people, naturally, breaking into stores and things like that. We're good people looking for food, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, all hell could break loose in a society when you got, thank God in America we still have weapons and we could defend ourselves, and we should never give that right up, you know?
But, well, the only problem I'm having, Eddie, is old man time marches on. And for those that still have enough between their ears to understand and recognize what the Second Amendment was ultimately for, wasn't duck hunting or target shooting, that this generation that would be able to pick up and bear arms in defense of their country, I think the other side's going to play a little bit of the waiting game to wait till these people are gone, because the subsequent generations coming up behind that, my God. No-nothings.
Absolutely. I was going to tell you about the strong dollar over here, too. Are you aware how strong the dollar is when you travel over to Europe or you travel over to Brazil? We're getting 4.15 Brazilian money, their dollar, to our dollar. To give you an example what it could buy you, I'm in a 4.5-star hotel for $80 a night. It's 600 square feet. It has 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. I'm on the top floor. I got an indoor parking garage. It's a fully equipped kitchen with a balcony, tree lodge, screen TVs, two bedrooms, separate entrances for my son, all for $80 a day.
Wow! If you could get it for $80 US. If you could get it for $80 a day, what's the weekly rate or the monthly rate?
it's probably cheap. And I give you an idea. I have a minivan. I rent it for 9 days. With insurance, with 2 drivers, $352, a 7-passenger minivan, automatic air conditioning, the whole thing. I mean, you get a good bang for your buck, you go away these days.
They provide the drivers for you as well?
No. Me and my son, he's 24, so I put him down as a driver.
When you said...
I went to Italy to visit my son when he was getting out of college and the end of May this year. I went to... He did the last 4 months on, doing international relations, and he was earning his bachelor degree, and he was over in Lisbon. So after he graduated, we went over to...
Eddie, I've got a break coming up. I've got to run. I thank you for your call, sir.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
the thousand churches,
your eyes,
resolution,
your eyes,
of all the bootless soldiers.
Well, as I said yesterday about the paid protesters, we're going to be showing up at Kavanaugh's hearings on Capitol Hill. Well, right on cue. The paid ones from George Soros and his associates. 128 people were arrested at Capitol Hill on Monday during a highly organized protest against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Capitol Hill Police, according to ABC News, Capitol Hill Police said 128 people were arrested for unlawfully demonstrating outside of Senator's office and in the main rotunda of the Russell Senate building. About half as many protesters were arrested for protesting Kavanaugh on Thursday. The protests were organized by various groups, including the Women's March, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, which I have absolutely no idea who those people are, and others who strongly oppose Kavanaugh's nomination. Protests against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh escalated on Monday with more than 120 people arrested. That was ABC News. Well, the protests came just one day after a second Kavanaugh accuser emerged, claiming the judge waved his private parts in her face during a drunken Yale dormitory party. Ramirez made her claim after 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney despite having significant alcohol-induced memory gaps. Yeah, I bet. It's unclear if Monday's protest, including members of SPAN, the Colorado women's rights groups that Ramirez helps lead. Meanwhile, professors at Yale Law School canceled classes Monday as men and women clad in black staged walkouts with a message that everyone should believe women who claim to have been victims of sexual misconduct and that Brett Kavanaugh's nomination should be stopped. Emails obtained exclusively by campus reform show that as many as 20 Yale Law School faculty members canceled or rescheduled up to 31 classes on Monday because of the Kavanaugh hearing. Yale Law School spokesman Deborah Kozer told Campus Reform on Monday that Yale Law School did not cancel all classes, but she added many faculty members chose to reschedule or cancel their own classes today, and some held classes as usual. After repeatedly denying the accusations, Kavanaugh lashed out at them again on Monday, calling them false and declaring that he would not withdraw his nomination. "I'm not going to let false accusation drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record. My lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere." Protesters filled the offices of Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa on Monday, sharing their own stories of sexual assault and calling on senators to stand with survivors. Yeah. Yeah. The Me Toos. The Me Too Sisterhood. Yeah. God almighty. I'll bet you if you, you know what, I'd be willing to bet that you could probably, these Yale law professors, you could probably sample poll them on the U.S. Constitution. First, my question would be, is this country a republic or a democracy? You know, if they were dumb enough to answer republic, which is the correct answer, then I would quiz them on the Constitution and the First 10 Amendments. Chances are these people wouldn't know a damn thing about it. Wouldn't know about it, wouldn't care about it. The battle for our minds continue. There's battlefields. And most people, they think about battlefields, they think about guns and fallen soldiers and smoke and chaos and death and all that stuff, such as Syria, Ukraine, Yemen, and elsewhere. But given the state of corporate media, perhaps the most consequential battle now being fought is for our minds, says Pat Lawrence. He writes, after reading the New York Times piece, "The Plot to Subvert an Election," I put the paper down with a single question. Why, after 2 years of allegations, indictments, and claims to for proof of this, that, and the other, did the newspaper of record, well, once the newspaper of record, see any need to publish such a piece? My answer is simple. The orthodox account of Russiagate has not taken hold. It has failed in its effort to establish a consensus of certainty among Americans. My conclusion matches this observation. The orthodox narrative is never going to achieve this objective. There are too many holes in it. The information age is actually a media age, John Pilger, the noted British-Australian journalist, remarked during a symposium 4 years ago when the Ukraine crisis was at its peak. We have a war by media, censorship by media, demonology by media, retribution by media, diversion by media, a surreal assembly line of obedient cliches and false assumptions. Pilger revisited the theme in a piece last week on Consortium News, arguing that once tolerated, dissenting opinion has in recent years regressed into a metaphoric underground. More on this when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As stated earlier, there are battlefields in Syria, Ukraine, Yemen, and elsewhere. Perhaps the most consequential battle now being fought is for our minds. Those who dispense with honest intellectual inquiry, healthy skepticism of all media, and folks, you know me, I've encouraged you to be just as skeptical of this network as you are of anything else out there. And they do that for a reason. Because we're the guys telling you the truth. And if you doubt it, go ahead and prove us correct. It worked on me years ago, and it'll work on you as well. And an insistence that assertions require supporting evidence should not win this war. The Times piece by Scott Shane and Mark Mazzetti, two of the paper's top-tier reporters, in a case in point, if the Russiagate narrative were so widely accepted as their report purports, there would have been no need to publish such a piece at a later date. Many orthodox narratives are widely accepted, however, among the public that is not always paying attention. The public too often participates in the manufactured consent. Usually it takes years for the truth to be widely understood. Sometimes it comes when the U.S. admits it decades later, such as the role of the CIA in the coup in Iran and Chile. Other times, it comes through admissions by former U.S. officials, such as former Defense Secretary Bob McNamara about the Vietnam War. Even recent narratives are starting to fray badly. There are more recent examples of the official narratives quickly fraying, if not starting to fall apart altogether, through establishment media continues to push them. For instance, there are serious doubts about who was responsible for the alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria. The most significant was in East Ghouta in August of 2013, followed by attacks in Khan Sheikhoun, April 2017, and Douma in April 2018. Now, the corporate media accounts of each of these attacks has been countered with persuasive evidence against the prevailing view that the government of Bashar al-Assad was to blame. It has been provided, journalists like Seymour Hersh, a scientist, Theodore Postol, and on-ground correspondents and local witnesses. These reports are subject to further verification, but by no means do official narratives stand without challenge. It's also the case of the Malaysian flight MH17, shot down over the Ukrainian territory in June of 2014. The official report, issued last year, concluded that the plane was downed by Ukrainian rebels using a Russian-supplied missile. The report was faulty from the first investigators and never visited the site. Some evidence was based on a report produced by Bellingcat, an open-source website affiliated with the vigorous anti-Russian Atlantic Council. And the Ukraine was given the right to approve the report before it was even issued. Last week, the Russian military disclosed the evidence that serial numbers found in the debris at the MH17 crash site indicate the missile that downed the plane was produced at a Soviet military production plant in 1986. It was owned by the Ukraine. Let us see further verification of this evidence. The official report of 2015 noted the serial numbers, so we know they're authentic, but it did not use them to trace the missile's provenance. There is also a seriously muddled case of the poisoning of the skip rolls in Britain. Why hasn't the Western media dug into this story rather than accepted at face value in the pronouncement of the British government? Well, I can tell you that reason. It's the Russian narrative. It fits nicely. The Russians are animals. Vladimir Putin's a madman. Oh, yes. A month ago, I lamented the damage Russiagate has done to many of our most important institutions, the press not least among them. What is the corporate media thinking? That once President Trump is dumped, all will return to normal and professional standards will be restored? One can also argue the reverse, that adversarial journalism has returned to the White House, beat largely out of personal animus towards Trump, and that it will disappear again once a more normal president is in office. Now, I was thinking about this. Let me stop and digress here for a second. I was thinking about this the other day. And Donald Trump, did you folks go and sign up to watch the movie Trump at War? Trump, the @war.com? Did you sign up for it? Did you watch it? Some pretty shocking things in there, folks. Pretty shocking. That One America News couldn't even run the full clips on their news program because they were a little bit too, graphic. But Donald Trump, during one of his little campaign stops, used the word capital S with a hit. Now, when was the last time you heard of any presidential candidate use the term shite? You haven't. And then I thought of George Bush Sr. Remember how careful and measured he was? You know, his son tried to do it, but his son didn't have the mental capability to stop saying stupid things. I mean, and he made some horrendously stupid comments that shows you the intellect of the man. It wasn't that great. But there's one thing that they have in common. They all sought to be more than above reproach, and the image that was given, that was this conservative, always in control president. And that's what that's what you were led to believe that George Bush really was, or George Bush Jr. really was. or for that matter, you know, the best salesman in the world that I've seen in a long, long time, Bill Clinton. Man, well, that guy was slick, man. Hence the name Slick Willie. But here we have Donald Trump that comes out and says what's on his mind. Do you know, Mike, he was laughed at the UN the other day? And he stopped and he looked at the assembly and he said, well, I certainly didn't expect that response. And then they laughed again. They were acknowledging his sense of humor. Only after they chuckled at one of the statements he made. As John Pilger put it, this is a seismic shift with journalists policing the new groupthink, as Robert Perry called it, dispensing myths and distractions pursuing its enemies. In other words, establishment journalism has shifted far afield from its traditional ideals of nonpartisan, objective reporting, and is instead vying for your mind to enlist it in its agenda to promote American interests abroad, or one party or the other at home. And we can't let them get away with it, folks. Our minds are our own, okay? We could have our opinions, but you base your opinions on factual information. And it used to be, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, folks, but students in journalism school, they were taught the credo of the journalist, the who, what, where, why, and how. And if there were opposing viewpoints, that you also included those in the story. But you gave the facts of the story and let the people read the information and make up their own minds. That was pretty much called white paper journalism, of which we don't have anymore. We have people with political agendas, people with their own thoughts that they think that it's okay, pass themselves off to being journalists, and they're nothing more than propagandists. By the way, you know, we could probably put up a story a day or more. And Matagors, my friend over at Free Thought Project in Louisiana, there was a shocking surveillance footage which was subpoenaed by federal investigators, shows a savage and violent attack on a Louisiana man by sheriff's deputies and his canine partner. The footage was so deeply disturbing that 6 years after it happened, the deputy responsible has finally been brought to justice. I know. 6 years. Former Sheriff Deputy David Prigian, spelled P-R-E-G-E-A-N, I'm assuming that's Prigian, not Pregeen, pleaded guilty in February to the assault and is only just now being sentenced. Prigian was a canine sergeant with the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office and had been called to the jail to assist with a shakedown. According to prosecutors, Prigian will now spend the next 30 months behind bars for his part in this attack. The attack happened on December 6, 2012. Marcus Robichaud, along with all of the other inmates, was being subject to a contraband sweep. Like all the other inmates, Robichaud had his hands on his head and his nose on the wall. As the video begins, we see Deputy Prigian grab Robichaud by the back of his shirt and drag him into the middle of the room where he's thrown to the ground. The entire time, Robichaud is seen keeping his hands up and not resisting. And by the way, the prosecution agreed with that. While Robichaud was lying on his stomach with his hands behind his head, the defendant commanded his canine to bite the man, despite the fact that the man had complied with the defendant's commands and was not a threat to the defendant, his canine, or anybody else in the rec yard. Prosecutors also said in court documents, "He grabbed me, slammed me down on the ground," Robichaud said in an interview in 2015. "He picked me out. Why? I don't know. I still ask myself to this day." Prigian then sicks his canine dog on the man, who was clearly not a threat to officers. Robichaud was mauled from head to toe. For the deputy, however, the mauling wasn't enough, so he began to brutally beat Robichaud as he laid suffering from the dog bites. I couldn't do anything but scream, called Robichaud in an interview with The Advocate. The inmates couldn't do anything to help me. While the video has no sound, we can clearly see that Robichaud posed absolutely no threat, which happens to be completely contrary to Prigent's account of the incident. In his report, the man claimed that Robichaud was resisting and fighting back. He also said that the assault happened because Robichaud refused his commands to stop looking at him, according to The Advocate. According to The Advocate, Prigent's report on the incident said that in addition to ignoring commands, Robichaud rocked up and tried to strike the police dog with his right hand. The video shows, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The video does not show Robichaud rocking up or trying to hit the dog. Now keep in mind that this video is unedited. In quick reaction, I gave Robichaud a leg strike to Robichaud's left side and attempted to roll Robichaud onto his stomach and into the prone position so he could be handcuffed. According to this cop, the video shows that Robichaud remains on his stomach as the officer strikes him with fists, knees, and feet. Now, the entire department and all the officials bought Prigent's lie, and he remained on the force. Not until officials actually viewed the footage was this guy fired. This took more than 2 years to accomplish. No investigation was ever concluded in regards to this attack. In March of 2015, according to The Advocate, former Deputy Cody Lamparouse pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor federal civil rights charge for using excessive force against a handcuffed man in that very same incident. Now, these incidents are hardly isolated. In Iberia, Parish Sheriff's Office is no stranger to corruption. Warden Wellesley Hayes has also filed a lawsuit against the Sheriff's Office, alleging that he was retaliated against and fired for attempting to point out the misconduct within the department. There's your honest guy trying to make a change, and what happens to him? They 86 him. In August of 2014, the Free Thought Project reported on the story of Victor White. White was being processed by Iberia Parish deputies when officials claimed he managed to get his hands on a gun. Then they claimed that White, after being searched twice, then shot himself in the back while he was handcuffed. Wow. Folks, and you know, overall, I'll tell you what the deal is here. The stories pass quickly along the blue lines, okay? There isn't an incident that happens in a police department or a jail or a parish, I don't give a damn where it is, within 24 hours, everybody knows, because they talk to each other all the time. And without taking immediate and fair action, investigating, trying to determine the truth, who's lying, you know, it's assumed always that the cop is not lying and the bad guy or the perp is always lying. Well, they're just criminals, right? They don't have the capability of telling the truth. When we find that a lot of these reports are tainted because they don't want to take up and step up and take the responsibility for the actions they've taken because they are unacceptable, period. And so what does this have to do overall with the mentality of the boys in the uniforms out there? It keeps moving the line out as to what will be tolerated and what won't. And at the end of the day, at the end of the line, here's the average Joe citizen out there, and give it a town, give it a name, give it a date, give it a time. I don't care where and how and wherever it is. Eventually, this erodes their own enforced standards of lines they will not cross. And these lines are being crossed repeatedly. And the cops are wondering, while, yeah, I can understand the criminals have an attitude because criminals don't want to go to jail. I get that. That's been the way for ages, folks. But when middle-class, non-crime people start to fear these police, there is substantial and good reason for this. You know, and a lot of people didn't want to pile in on it. I have never changed my approach to this or my attitude. because there are certain groups of people in this country that are using police brutality as an excuse. Sometimes they are right, sometimes they are wrong. But we're not doing this based on race. This is happening across the board to everybody, and it's colorblind. This is happening to black people. It's happening to white people. Just, let me just say, people in general. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the thing that has to stop. So people forget restoring the faith in your police. How about that I don't shriek in terror and start to break out in sweats when I see you in the streets, wondering what the hell's this guy going to do? What's he capable of doing? Not a good scenario. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
What goes up must come down.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Is that rocking out to Nails Across the Blackboard? Folks, have you visited the online store, ShopRBN? Have you? Have you taken a look at it? We've got some very interesting stuff up there. The one of the newest things we put up there, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about. You know, you got firearms in a home. What do you do with them? You got to have them for easy access. When needed, they got to be there. I don't know of anybody that goes to bed at night that has a handgun that leaves it on the kitchen counter while they go to bed upstairs. Diversion safes, let me explain what these things actually are. What might possibly outperform a floor safe? A diversion safe might be your answer. Now, these are safes that don't look like safes, also called diversion safes, and a great way to protect your valuables even in plain sight. Diversion safes are both effective and extremely cost-efficient. The average home burglary takes less than 6 minutes to search your home, and it's usually the most common places under the mattress, dresser drawer, closet, kitchen drawer, which makes diversion safes a smart way to keep your valuables secure. Designed to look like common household items, diversion safes keep guns, jewelry, money hidden right in plain sight. Go up to the website, take a look at them. Got a couple of clocks up there, even a patriotic flag, concealed gun case to display, you know, the American flag. If you lose somebody, you get the folded flag. Well, that's a nice display thing. But it's also big enough for a handgun, a couple of magazines, your valuables in there as well. Clocks, mantle clocks are up there, a tall gun clock as well, and also a walnut quick shelf RFID safe. Now that is cool. That can be placed somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe your front door, and it's got a picture or maybe little knickknacks or flowers on it. Everybody's got one of those little curio, you know, little shelves hanging in their house somewhere. Well, this one, easy access. Boom. You need a handgun, it's in your hand almost immediately. These are some of the things that we're adding to the RBN store. Water filtration, most assuredly, is up there. Food, we talked yesterday with J.R. Fisher about his canned meat and his foodstuffs as well. We're going to be continuing to add products to that store that are of value to you. Value in as much that, yeah, we're not there to satisfy impulse buys. It's what we determine what people need or what they'd be willing to buy. And some of this stuff you haven't even seen before. So once you see it, you go, man, I got to have that. Well, there it is. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the online store. And then keep coming back because we'll keep adding things to the lineup. And that's one of the ways to support the network, folks. Some people have stepped up and made monthly donations. Some people do one-time donations when we get in trouble like we're in right now. I've got 3 days to come up with rent. I don't have the rent for the building we're sitting in. So we're adding different ways to bring money into the network and give you good value for it. Help us, folks. Help us stay on the air. Shop RBN. Donate to RBN. Support us. And I thank you. Thanks for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We must take the
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it was fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.